We had some conversations on honor, and we're going to be having those conversations this whole week, if I'll say. Going to be ensuring that we check our hearts in that regard. You know, we live in a world with its own ideas, you know, principles, beliefs, philosophies. The world is accustomed to believing in something. You know, sometimes they call it a general social behavior. And the issue is that as we grow, it is more certain that, you know, we could be conformed to the mindset that we have around us. So we, if not, you know, careful, we might just be molded based on the varying backgrounds that we all hailed from. There are some families that are known to be quite respectable, diplomatic. You know, other families are very loud. You know, our friends and families also are different. Some have negative influences, you know, around them. And we must be careful, again, that we don't act like them, and we don't think like them, and we don't talk like them. So, it's most certain that we are going to be molded by our environments. Even for some of you, I know of some schools that when you go to, your life literally changes. Yes, your life literally changes. Some girls' schools, you take your daughter there, her life is changed. Not for some schools for the for the worse. Some schools they come back and then, you know, they are taught how to walk, they are taught how to talk, you know, they're taught how to dress, they're taught how to even say words like or use words like please, you know, thank you, sorry ma'am, sorry sir. Then some schools when you go there, you say, hey, what happened? Hey, Charlie, we don't go green. Hey, we jump the wall. So you see that culture many times, or you know, lifestyles are influenced by your immediate environment. Someone was telling me that somebody said to her son some time ago that she regrets taking him to a certain school because the boy was very calm. And by the time the boy had gone to the school and come, the boy was a different boy altogether. And the mother was now regretting. Yeah. I don't want to mention schools, but I could have mentioned some schools that, you know, when you are taking your daughters there, you should pay the housemaster additionally to do in some work. If not, nobody says sight. Nobody is saying that. So you pay the house mistresses or masters some additional money to take care of your daughters for you so that they don't misbehave or they don't become bad people. Yeah, when you take your son, somebody is also saying preseg, when you take your son to preseg, they'll be good, all right, but if you're not careful, I mean, they'll be scaling walls and moving out by Indomie and all of those things. Yeah. At Chimota today, they're saying they don't have any restrictions that much, even though it feels like they have, but they don't have any restrictions. So it depends on Archbishop Portagios. Yeah, those are people that they want to, like, they teach them how to sit, they teach them how to stand, but they still come out and they are not, they don't learn anything. They feel like they teach them everything in this world. Yeah, St. Rose's, they're St. Rose's, I think St. Rose's, they are okay. And then Holy Child, yes. And then Wesley Girls. Yeah, those ones, they teach them how to talk, how to answer questions, how to speak good English. Yeah, my school, if you go there, you'll be speaking Chisan, they'll be saying, hey, so some of us were not, we at disco, that's like very, very, we shouldn't talk about disco. So that, I'm just saying that many of the times, ideas, beliefs, principles, philosophies, customs, social behavior, all of these things play out very strongly. Do you see that? Yeah. Because when you take them there, they come back as weed smokers. 75% they will smoke weed, or they will try ever smoking weed. But yeah, it's true. So, but the believer ought not to allow that kind of an influence be strong or even have its way in his heart. Right? So, since we live in this world after salvation, there is more likely like a tendency to pattern our lifestyle after the systems of this world. And that should not be the case for the believer. So that's why in Romans chapter 12 verse 2, it tells us, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may be able to prove what is good, what is acceptable, and what is the perfect will of God. We're supposed to be able to prove what is good, what is acceptable, and what is the perfect will of God. All right? So the believer does not have to pattern, you know, his lifestyle or her lifestyle, you know, according to how the world sees things. You know, today the world is full of dishonor. They can't tell somebody who is of age and needs to be treated with a lot of respect from somebody who is young and needs to be treated quite normally, still with the same respect, but we could just flow with you. You know, today people can be sitting in a bus and then, you know, they're comfortably sitting. While, you know, there is probably somebody as old enough to be their father, probably over older than their father, you know, who's standing in the bus, you know, and then clinging onto a certain pole in the bus, and they're comfortable, like nothing pricks their conscience that this person is older than me, so let me allow them. You go to a queue and somebody is buying food, and then you see that there's an older person, way older person behind you. And you know, you should be able to recognize that this person needs to be given some honor, because this person is older, and God places premium on people who are older. I'm not saying that he has that kind of, you know, a hearing for people who are older and of age, right? Because being of age is somewhat a blessing, so we might want to pay attention to, you know, people who have gone ahead of us and people who are older in age, well stricken in age than us. We would want to accord them the honor that they deserve. You also see that sometimes, you know, I grew up in the north, and so when I came to Accra in level 100, if you saw how I greeted, it was very funny, because in the north we're taught to, or it's just a natural thing that when you see people who are older, you greet bowing to an extent. So it's like you bow to an extent. And if the person is old, when you are passing in front of them, you actually like squat to greet, like you squat to the floor. You say, Desva, you say, Anula, you say, Antre, Baba. Mm? So you can recognize, you know, people who are ahead of you. So when I came to level 100, I remember very well when I saw my directors and other people who are older, I didn't squat there, but you see that I would bow to a level, like to show that, oh, I've seen you. You know, and they always kept on wondering, like, ah, that prophet that greets while he bows. No, but they didn't know that it was a very natural honoring principle. And it's worthy. It's not just cultural, it is very spiritual. So in countries like Nigeria, where they actually prostrate, and you lie to the floor to greet an elder person. When you meet somebody who is an elder person, you lie down. Whether you are wearing white shirt or black shirt, you lie down to say that, oh, I've seen this person who, you know, is well stricken in age than I am. So it's not just cultural. You see, it's not just cultural. It's, yes, it is cultural, but, you know, the Bible is not very against such attitudes of honor. And so we must be careful to make sure that we do not pattern our minds after the world. Now, when I say the world, I'm talking about how that people who are not born again and how that people who are in the world and of the world, you know, rule and run their affairs. The believer ought to be that careful. He ought to be careful. He ought to make sure that he is not patterning his life after the world. Amen. So we have been talking about honor, you know, from the latter part of last week into this week, and we're going to continue on it. Yesterday, we spoke about honor for the brethren. You know, I tried to exhort us on just making sure that our hearts are in the right place toward the brethren so that we can, you know, love, we can esteem ourselves the same. When you see a rich person, you accord them honor in the body. When you see somebody that is poor, the same honor in the same body. You don't try to, this person has money or so. I just want to, hey, it's good to see you, ma. It's good to see you, sir. Then you see another brother who does not have anything. Oh, you check. It's there. It's lying there. Check. Go inside and check. Oh, I said go inside and check. It's there. Oh. No, don't do that, right? Today, we'll just take a detour from the brethren. I'm sure maybe we might just come back to it with some, you know, few emphasis on this. But I would want us to touch very shortly today on what the Bible thinks on honor in or honor towards people in places of authority. Right? Romans chapter 13. So yes, you could drop the KJV version while somebody drops the NLT version. I want us to have a very, you know, clear disparity between the two. I have the KJV version here. Another should, while somebody drops the KJV, another should drop the NLT version. Okay, Romans chapter 13, verses 1 to 7. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 to 7. Somebody should drop the KJV version. Another person should drop the NLT version. I want us to pay attention to something very, 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 very important. Okay. So we're taking the KJV verse. He said, okay, we'll take them KJV, NLT, KJV, NLT, KJV, NLT, right? So he says in Romans 13, verse 1. He says, let every soul means everyone, let every soul be subject unto the higher power. Now, he's talking here about governing authorities. That's higher power. That's what Paul used, you know, to the people who are in Rome. And he was writing to believers. So he's saying that, let every soul be subject unto the higher power. Right? So These are governmental bodies, bodies laid out in institutions for you. He says, everyone must submit to governing authorities. Then he now says, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. So what Paul is writing to the church in Rome is that all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed and established there by God. So God sets people in places of authority. How does he do that? Obviously through men, right? When Ghana comes together and then they vote for Akufo-Addo, what the people are actually saying is that we together as a people, having that power invested to us as God, make you our leader. And that makes him somebody that God chooses, because the people are the one who gather enough to make out their choice. So they are saying that every power is what? Is of God. All authority comes from God. And those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. Now, we're going to be talking about honor as into people of those in authority or positions in authority, our bosses at work, our natural, you know, bosses, you know, people that lord over us, people who pay us, who give us our salaries, people who employ us. These are the people we're talking to. Then he says in verse 2, anyone whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. So anybody who rebels against authority is rebelling against God, rebelling against the people that God has put in those institutions, and they will be punished. So listen to why these rules are put in place. Then he says, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Right? So authorities are not there to strike fear in people and what they are doing, but they are there because of those who do wrong. So you do what is right, and they shall have praise of the same. It means they will praise you, they will honor you of the right things that you have done. Verse 4, for he is the minister of God to be for good. God calls them the minister of God to them for good. So people in authorities, your bosses, are ministers of God to you in that place where there should be sanity and order. So those in authority, NLT says, have been sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. Right? Verse 5. So you must submit to them, not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a very clear conscience. Verse 6. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. So he says that for this cause also, pay your tribute, pay your tithes, your taxes. I mean, your taxes, right? That's almost like the government sort of tithes. So render all those dues. Right? So when you do that, those who serve you will be paid also. Right? So you give to everyone what you owe them. Pay your light bill. Pay your this. Don't go and bring connection man to come and do illegal connection. You are just there. You are giggling. You are saying, Nana Akufo-Addo, we'll show him. Hey, he's there showing us. We'll show him. Miemu, press the meter so that the meter will almost not be able to calculate whatever. No. He's saying, whatever it is that you are doing, please. Give it to them. Give it to them. Because why? You're a person of honor. to your bosses at work. Give them the honor that is due them. You know, this scripture teaches us to tell us that God is the one that put them there for us. We go and say, my boss cannot tell me, he can't show me what to do. He can't show me what to do. He can't do that, blah, blah, blah. He can't, blah, 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 blah. My boss is like this. My boss is like this. Look at him. You are not an honorable person. You are like the people that are in this world. In fact, what you have to be doing is to humbly submit yourself to your boss. Do whatever it is your boss is telling you. You come late and your boss is trying to talk about it, and you say, you don't know, my house is very far. Your house is very far. Why didn't you leave early? You should have left early. If you leave early, you arrive wherever you're supposed to arrive early. So you're going to have that honor for the people that are over you at your workplaces. When you see them, greet them. When you see them, smile towards them. This person is like this. Every day he gives me work to do. Every day he calls me. Every day work. Are you not there to work? When you were going to work, you told people that I'm going to work. What am I going to work? Oh, I work from 8 to 4 or 8 to 5. So please, when you make up your mind that you are going to work, you are actually, oh my God, you are going to work. That's what you're going. You didn't say, oh, I'm going to play and come, No, that's wrong. So you're going to learn to esteem your bosses at work. See them as though God put them there. Don't say that, Kokoti, I say, yeah, I'm about 8 o'clock. Time over. Maza, check your time. 10:45. One hour, that's, Yes, good afternoon, everybody. How are you doing? Hey, good afternoon, boss. You are pleased. You are welcome. How are you? How was your day? Yes, my day was good. I'm hoping you're working hard. Oh, yes, boss. We are working hard. The moment he passed, you are against God, and God will not be happy about you. He says, give honor to whom honor is due. I never joined people to speak against my boss. I never did. If I did, then I can't remember. But anytime they said he was like this, I found some say, oh, but I think he's really a good manager. Don't you see that he does well? I think he's really a nice person. Yeah, the way he handles, One of my workers, she just told me that as for Juan Pascal, when you say anything, he will not back you. Yeah, I'll not back you. Yeah, I'll not join you to say something that, you know, God says I should not say. Yeah. So me, you never see me just amongst pain-hearted people who pour out their sentiments and just insult people in authority. You will not find me in those people. Because I know what it means to be in that place of authority. I know what it means to lead people. I know how difficult it is to try to be on everybody's good book. It's very difficult. Then you see people gather together. Don't join them. Let them say, as for you, you are taking sides with your boss. Don't listen to what they have to say. Don't join their evil company and their dishonorable companies. I've taught you, everywhere you get into, your loyalty is to the highest person. Never be confused on who your loyalty is to. Never be confused about it. Never be confused about when you enter into a work setting and you're doing something, and then they tell you, as for boss, this not just take yourself away. That's all. You don't, you are only loyal to the group when the whole group is loyal to your boss. I'm telling you, this wisdom I'm teaching you, it will save you from a lot of trouble. Some people have gotten into trouble at their workplaces and they faced shame, exceeding shame, because they couldn't know that, no, you don't join people to chastise the head. And funny enough, the head has somebody amongst them who goes to tell him, hey, you know, these people, they are really talking about you, pal. They don't like you. When you see them, they are always smiling against you and they are always doing this and they are always doing that. Don't mind them. Everywhere you go, your loyalty is to the highest authority. Anything that they are doing that is not right, in the that you can't do before the authorities, don't join them. You see how they'll promote you and they'll keep recommending you for good things. Yeah, they'll keep recommending you for good things. Yeah, never be afraid to join to dissociate yourself from people who speak against your bosses. Never be afraid to do that. Never be afraid. When you see someone at your workplace that likes to say very careless statements about your boss, just tell them that, please, my pastor has taught me about it, and he said it's not good. So if you're going to be speaking negative things about your boss, then please, let's not have those, have those conversations with other people. But when I come, or when I'm here, or if you say anything about boss, when he comes, I will just call him in front of all of us and say, boss, this person has been saying this about you, and that person has been saying that about you, and this person has been saying this about you, and this person has been talking bad about you, and this person has been saying you are like this, and this person has been saying you should increase the salary. They've told you to increase that thing, but you are doing like you've not heard. And this person, don't do that. Don't join them. Don't join them. So you're going to be smart in situations. Don't have derogatory remarks against your bosses when they give you a lot of work. Don't do that. One day you will become a boss and you will need subordinates or people to flow with your leadership and to help you do whatever it is you're supposed to do. So when your boss gives you a lot of work, pastor, please, what do I do? Shut up and do it. What did I say? Shut up and do the plenty work. Shut up and do it. And do it joyfully without murmuring. Boss, thank you. You are a good boss. When you go, no. I was recommended for a managerial position in 3 months of my work. 3 months, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Worked there for 3 months. I'd been added to all managerial platforms. 3 months. And my manager there was working there for over 18 years. The one I was supposed to step in instead. You think if he didn't see something good about me, he would recommend or he would push me in there? Yeah. Because you never find me just join people and they're talking. No, I do my work hard, I go. I do my work hard, I go. Love the people around, I work with them, I go. Say, do this, I've done it, I go. Yeah. 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 It's not like I'm trying to. These things don't do anything to me. If I told you anything to me, they don't. Doing. I'm just telling you some of these things so it can help you also see what you have to do. Look at even my loyalty card here. Yeah, Unicorn Chemist. My loyalty card is here. Yeah. 3 months. At their main branch, not the sub branch. Yeah. So I'm not joining anybody. I remember a time I had some additional work to do and my time was up. Around something. And I stayed there till 4, 5, 5:30. I was still there 6 or so, 5. I don't know what time. Yeah. And then they entered and took a picture of me. Because it doesn't happen. You just close at 3 o'clock, 2:55, you're already at the door. 3 o'clock, you jump outside. 3 o'clock, 2:55, you are already dusting your shoes. 3 o'clock, mean you're outside the door. Outside the door. Then a promotion comes. How would you want them to give it to you? A recommendation for a position comes. How do you want them to give it to you? Yeah, they are like that. They close at 3. Sometimes even 2:55, quite early. Sometimes 2:35. Then they go on hibernation. It's like everything doesn't concern them again. It's like, we are waiting. We are out. 2:35. They are out. They close at 3. Some even close 1:30 after their break time. Break time 1:30. You close at 3. After 1:30, you have closed. They meet you at the pantry, or they meet you at the food. You are upon 1:30 now. About you upon young goofy. Oh, but cha about two ni three. Say and wabia sa two ni three. Yeah. Pharmacists, they're 2:55. 3 o'clock, meaning they're outside. 3 o'clock. 2:59, they're outside. 3 o'clock, they've jumped outside. How would you want things like this? They want good positions and then they will recommend you. Yeah. I was there, they came to take a picture of me and they put me on all the platforms, Kumasi platform, whatever, Accra here, all the platforms, they put me there. And I was just a new person working. And they said, this is an example. Then a lot of people were saying, I'm sure that the people who were saying, this guy is overforming. No, it's just common sense. You are not done with the day's activity. Where are you going to? Where are you going? Yeah. Why would they recommend me for something good? Why wouldn't they say, oh, this thing is too big? Yeah. Look, when my national director came in, she asked him, she said, why are you picking this guy? Because he's too young. Yeah, she was very bold and plain. He's too, he can't handle. My sister says, hey, this boy can handle it. So that's what she said. He's too young. We need somebody that can control and have the order in the place. And I said, no, he can't do it. He's too young. We can't do it. Look at the sales. Look at the books. Look at the place. How neat the places. Yeah. I used to get into as a pharmacist and I'll pick a rag and you see me cleaning the shelves. I wasn't doing that for a name. Yeah. You see that I was the one that was not supposed to do that. Yes, I could do that. I could just get and pick a rag and I'll also be clean the shelves while the people are there. Common sense doesn't tell you that the place is dirty, so you should instruct people or you should clean the place. And then your boss is not promoting me. He has held my appraisal. Well, he's not giving me what. He's saying bad things about me. He said that the company says they need somebody to go here. He said I'm not the best person to go. Why are you the best person to go? Why are you the best person to go? So the believer ought to have this life of honor. Pay attention to it. It's very scriptural. That's what I'm showing you, God's word. There is no power but of God. The powers that be ordained are of God. Governmental powers are of God. Presidential powers are of God. Ministerial powers, they are of God. We came together and we voted them in. Don't sit on places and say, and MPP there. Then you start lambasting and insulting all of them. And you know, it's not good. It's not good as a Christian. It doesn't communicate your life of honor. From this day, you learn to give honor to whom honor is due. Your masters that employ you. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 1. Your masters that employ you, don't treat them anyhow. Please, don't treat them anyhow. If they never employed you, you will not be there. One time I was there and I said, see, don't deceive yourself. I was telling somebody, I said, don't deceive yourself. If this company should collapse, don't deceive yourself. With all these dresses you are wearing, you will not get them to wear them again. Don't deceive yourself like, after all, we are the ones that we are even helping you. We are the ones that are helping you. Who? You go today, they will get somebody to put there. So you better shut up and work happily so that sales can go on or whatever, the company can prosper. And then we all will be fine. And don't talk carelessly. 1 Timothy 6 verse 1. Some of you are very blessed to be hearing some of these things. Yes. Because some people make mistakes. And they never recover from those mistakes for many years at their workplace. So this wisdom I'm teaching you, it is a great blessing. Yeah. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 1. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor. So you're going to count your own masters worthy of all honor, right? Your bosses. He's talking about your bosses here. If you think the scripture is not clear, let me show you NLT. Yes, NLT. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their masters worthy of all honor. He says all slaves should show full respect for their masters. Full respect. The people that employ you, full respect for them. This is why. So that they will not bring shame on the name of God and his teaching. That the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. So you see that some of your bosses will be sitting there and see, she says she's going to church. See. But she doesn't respect anything. She will not come to work early. You give her work to do, she will not do. You give her something, she will not finish it. And then she'll get up and she'll say, these Christians, that's how they are. They are just lazy, 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 lazy about. We don't even want to employ anybody who says they are Christian. We employ the Muslims and employ, they are serious people and they can't handle. Oh. Don't blaspheme. Don't blaspheme. Don't blaspheme. Don't blaspheme. Are you listening? Don't blaspheme. Don't blaspheme. Don't speak evil about your bosses. My boss liked me. Hey, I could see love dripping from his eyes every time I looked into his eyes for me. Yeah. When I started working, they said, my baby, you can't go for camp. You can't go for this. Yes, we're here. Nobody's entitled to it. Me, I went for all. I went for all. Yeah. 4 days camp, I was there. Went for all. Yeah. Went for all. So when you work hard, you do your work, you don't play about it. You do it. Have that mark on you that, oh, when we give this thing to this person will do it. And never complain. Some things are tests from your bosses to you. They just want to test how well you'll be able to absorb whatever it is they give to you. And you see that they will recommend you for things you never thought about. But you, the least thing they give you, is too much. It's too much. How much are they paying me? What are they paying me? You don't work like donkeys. Are we donkeys? My brother, are we donkeys? We don't work like put a file down, we'll work on it tomorrow. Let's go outside and buy Friday up. Oh. In Jesus' name, you're receiving honor in your natural relationships with those who are far ahead of you. From today, every mistake that you have committed at your workplaces, between your bosses, in your schools, between your lecturers, the people who are around you, God is granting you the wisdom to recorrect them again in Jesus' name. You will know what to do in situations that you find yourself around. You will be wise in them all. You will know how to navigate yourself amongst unbelieving men so you don't bring reproach and shame to the name of Jesus and his gospel. In every space, you are becoming that light that shines out very bright in character in Jesus' name. You're a man of honor. You walk in honor. Honor towards all. The prominent, the less prominent. The privileged, the less privileged. You know to regard every man and every class without disparity and without differentiating them. God's granting you wisdom, 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 wisdom. You will be firm, yet you'll be an honorable man. You will not lose out on your values, yet still you'll be an honorable man. At your workplaces and wherever it is you're about to work, they will notice that mark on you. And they will say, this fellow is an honorable person in Jesus' name. From this day, you walk in honor concerning the people who are your masters and who are your employers. You will know how to relate with them. You know how to talk with them. You will not be a pretentious person before them. And then in their absence, you chastise and destroy and speak about and ridicule them. No, you won't be such a fellow. You'll be true through and through. You'll be true through and through. You'll be true through and through. Your yea will be your yea. Your nay will be your nay. You'll know to stand by it and stick to it in Jesus' name. You're a man of honor. I pray these words over you in Jesus' name. Amen.